Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. We are here again with another live broadcast. I'm Elohim Price, your host for the night, for this afternoon. And we're going to do a part two based on the response that I got from the last week's show. We didn't get to all of the questions that we wanted to, so we're going to do a part two. We're trying to get your response as to what life-changing experience made you choose a religion or the way of life that you're engaged in right now, okay? We're dealing with thought processes and how to engage in the thought process that's going to bring you to realization of what you actually want. Now, the anthem, what you were listening to was our national anthem, and it's the age of freedom has come, but it's something that has to be won. Until you're ready to work for it, evil will not let you be, okay? Now, the first stanza, it says that the enemy you have to fight actually is in your mirror, because the thought process that you use to bring you to the conclusions that you have, right? That's what's even making you a success or stopping you from being successful. And the first thing we want to always talk about is love. But before I get into that, when you call in, the operator will tell you to press 1. When you call in, and we're going to tell you to press 1 again whenever you want to chime in or make a comment or talk to the host. Or if you just want to make a statement about what you're in or what you're about, and if you want to advertise, if you're a minister, you have a church or something, you want to tell people where you're at that time too. We don't deal with the right or wrong. There's no right or wrong about anything. Where you're at is where you're supposed to be at. Where you live at, that's where you live at. And it's not up to nobody to change where you live at. That's your job. You know, if your life is not working the way you want it to, then it's up to you to change it, okay? Love is the act that makes others feel good. Now, they don't teach us what love is, so we always talk about love in the beginning of the show. As black people, we say, well, we can't get along. How are you going to get along if you don't know how to love each other, okay? You're committing acts on each other that don't make each other feel good, and then you respect some kind of camaraderie with each other, and it's not going to be there. It's just not going to work, okay? In your heart, there's a neural network that actually communicates with your brain, and the heart gives off hormones, and these hormones either make you react negatively or positively to something, you know? So if the person is giving you good acts, that hormone makes you think good about the person. So when you see that person, there's a good feeling. Oh, this brother, this sister's all right. I kind of like them, you know? And if they're not acting, giving you good acts, the next, oh, I don't like that person. They treat me like crap, you know? And that's what it's all about. That's the love. Love is how you're acting towards the person or people that you're being around. That's the love. All the other stuff that they be telling you about, it just creates confusion and you don't know what to do, okay? The topic of the day is what life-changing experience have you had that made you pick the religion or way of life that you have, okay? Now, we went through quite a few things last week in reference to that. The show was moving kind of fast. I moved the show kind of fast because we only have an hour, okay? Now, so I'm going to just go back over a couple of things that we dealt with last week, and we're going to proceed to the rest of the stuff. We'll start with number 7. That will be, what thought process that I have when it comes to my diet? Everything is a thought process. Now, that depends on who you think you are. All right. Now we're going back to, let's go back to the fundamental issue. Everybody's involved. Well, not everybody, but most people are involved in some kind of religion. We've got billions of people that are involved in religion. Okay. Some people say religion means real life. Some people say religion means real life. And we say, okay, we say that religion is a way of life, but why do we call it a way of life? Because if you actually deal with the word religion, means who are you going to rely on, okay? And you break the word down. Who are you going to rely on to help you get what you want to get out of life? So we're relying on what we call a creator, okay? Somebody that we're going to pray to that's outside of ourselves that's going to bring us into what we want to have. Well, if no matter what religion you're in, okay, no matter what group whether it be Christianity, Islam, Buddhism. When I say Christianity, I'm locking all the Christians together. When I say Islam, I'm locking all the Muslims together, no matter what Hezbollah, Wahhabi, or whatever you call it. Your underlying thought process in all of them is one thing. You were created. And they're relying on that to control you for their own purpose. Okay, I'm going to say that again because I know you didn't hear that. The underlying purpose, underlying theme of every religion, you don't have to listen to me, check it out. You were created. And if you're created, automatically you're less than and not equal to something. I don't know what it is. You got people that worship cows, people that worship snakes, people that worship rats. They got a little group out there that are eating after the rats and taking care of the rats. People that worship monkeys. You follow what I'm saying? As long as you think that you were created by something, whatever ruling class, no matter the color, whatever ruling class that's in charge of your society, they're going to give you a creator that looks like them. The ruling class in this society is European. Okay, so who do they have for you to worship? They got a European on a cross for you to worship, all right? Even though the books that they study from tell you that that's not what he looked like. The Chinese, they have a Chinese a person for you to worship. That's how it works. That's where the mind control begins, because you have to be in a position mentally that you're not equal to or less than something. They want to give you that something, and that's how that works. Okay, now is that right? No. Is that wrong? No. It's not right or wrong. We're trying to help you engage in a thought process that will bring you to the conclusions to bring about your reality. What do you want? Are you satisfied where you are? Are you satisfied with what you have? Are you satisfied with the way you're being treated? Well, if you weren't created, what does that make you? That makes you a creator. So you have the power and the ability to make your own reality. You don't have to go outside yourself. Now, there's texts that talk about that, okay? I'm not going to go too far into that. You know, well, we'll just use Yahshua, whom you call Jesus. I like his teachings. So. He said, he that eats of me will become a son indeed, and greater works than I did you will do. You can do greater than what he did. Okay? So you're not limited to just calling on a Savior. You can be the Savior. Save yourself. Yeah, people say, well, I don't believe in God. I'm saying, you don't believe in God. What I tell them, you don't have a mirror in your house, you know, and go outside and look around and see if you see anything greater than what's in your mirror. No, there's nothing greater that you can see that's in your mirror. Now, what you believe, that's up to you. We don't get into your belief system, because what you believe, okay, is right. It's right for you, okay? And it's not. We're not here to change what you believe. We're just introducing different thought processes so that you can find a way to literally create what you want, okay? Now, the last one we talked about super medicine that's simple for you to have. That would be the bacon soda and apple cider vinegar. So I suggest you go on the internet and check those out. You know, we're not going to get into next week. We want to be talking about health and economics. But this week, we're just going to move along with process that you're under, how you're under the thought process that you're under, who gave it to you. We went to school. All of us went to the school, and we were trained by those that are in control of the society. That's what we were controlled by. And the people that control us set up our school structure so that we'll have a certain thought process to bring us to certain conclusions. Now, do they want you to have a certain process to bring the conclusion that you can do more than what they're doing? No. They want you to rely on them. That's the control. Freedom, Okay, we talked about freedom. Now, freedom, we're dealing with control. Think about it. If they shut down a supermarket, stop selling you places to live, what are you going to do? You ain't building no houses, not growing no food, but you don't have any control. Somebody knock on your door and try to break in your house, you can't call up the military and say, I need a squad over here to help protect me. You know, you call 911 and hope that they come. I'm saying, where is your control? You don't have control. Everybody's talking about freedom. All the groups are talking about freedom this and freedom that. But they're not talking about you having control over anything. Okay? And that's the biggest problem. We have to learn, we have to have a different thought process of actually what things mean. All right? Now, there's laws on the books, and they break the laws all the time. They lock you up for, they'll give you a ticket for not having a driver's license when you're not driving. You're exercising your constitutional right to travel. But they say, where's your driver's license? But since they're in control of your training, you don't know that you don't need a driver's license unless you're driving commercially on the highway. If you're making money, you're driving a cab, oh, you need a driver's license. But if you're just driving along from point A to point B, you don't need a driver's license. So you have to become a criminal just to live in a society where criminality is greater than that which is the people that are honest. It's unbelievable, but everything comes down to how you're thinking about what you're thinking about and what underlying thought process that brings you to creating the reality that you want for yourself. All you have to do is stop and think for a minute. Do I have what I want? Am I getting what I want? What is it that I really want? Now, that's a very important question because most people, honestly, don't know what they want, all right? They're being programmed by TV. They're following what's popular and what everybody else is doing. Rather than sitting down and set up a structure for them and their children. See what I'm saying? Your children are going to be here for generations. If you want to start having children, they don't have children, and you're going to be here for generations. We think in terms of being 80 years old, retiring, living someplace in California someplace and just chilling. But then you have generations of children that are following you. What about them? What have you set up for them? What are you actually creating? And this is just something that we want you to think about, okay? Now, this is the Elohim Christ Show. Our call-in number is 646-564-9888, okay? Now, press 1 when you call in. And you can get on the show if you want to, if you just want to listen. You know, we have a few callers on the line, and they just listen. That's fine, too. You don't have to chime in if you don't want to. If you want to just listen, that's fine, okay? Now, here's the next question that I want to deal with last week that I didn't get to. This is one of the questions. Why is the teachings of Jesus and Muhammad so important? Think about it. It's all about how they can manipulate the teachings to foster control. The teachings of Jesus are very powerful. That's why he spoke in parables, because a parable has multiple levels of understanding. Now, based on your consciousness and what you understand, when you hear the parable, where do you take it? Where do you go? How do you understand what the parable means? It has a lot to do with who created your thought process and how you're thinking about what you're getting. That's why we go to church. We sit in there and for the preacher to explain to us what's going on, because you read the parable and you don't have a clue to what it actually says. You know? I mean, there's just so many things that are going on within the parables that are being taught, and we can't get out of this mess. 400, 500, 2,000 years, slavery, prostitution, people committing evil on each other. Has been going on. How come we can't overtake the evil that's doing? Think about how this country got started. This country got started out of evil. killing, murder, subjugating people's lands, taking people's stuff. I mean, come on. If there was a police department, a global police department, they'd have locked up George Washington and all his crew, all of the crimes that they committed against humanity. You understand what I'm saying? But evil is thriving. You cut on the TV. When you cut the TV on, you watch the shows. What do you see? These guys are evil, walking around. The criminals walking around with the $400-$500 suits on and limousines and their little squad and their crew with them. And they live in line, the best hotel, the best money. They got the drink and the drugs, everything. And then here, you got somebody trying to catch a criminal. Somebody named Elliot Ness. He puts his feet up on the desk. He got holes in his shoes. What y'all would want to be Elliot Ness? They're programming you towards criminality. They're programming you towards destruction of your consciousness, destruction of where you're really trying to go. We want to develop into our higher consciousness, okay? I got people calling me on my other line, but I'm not answering the other line, so if you want to talk to me, you have to call into the show. Because if I answer the other line, it's going to screw up what I'm doing. So just letting them know now. Maybe the number didn't go out right or something, but I got so many callers on the line now, so the number had to go out right. Okay. so I have to just deal with them next week as far as if they missed the show. but they're pushing you towards criminality. I'm watching the thing on YouTube with Jay-Z. All they're talking about is he sold drugs for this, he sold drugs for that. They're mostly talking about his drug thing. So if I want to be like Jay-Z, I got to start selling illegal drugs. Something's wrong with the picture. Something's wrong with what they're giving you, okay? This whole thing is about control. Controlling what? Controlling you. You've watched The Matrix, right? The movie The Matrix. Now, in the movie, this guy, Smith, he was a program created by the programmers. So his program running, and as long as he's following the program, he don't have no power. He's just following the program. Then something happens to change his reality. And how did he get power? He got power by gathering other programs together under him. He got power. So what I'm saying is that the people are actually the power. And if the people got together, this planet would change overnight for the benefit of love and help of one another. If the people got together, understanding what's going on, because you are actually the power of the planet, okay? But they have to trick you up so that they think you need somebody to lead you, somebody to guide you. And all leaders, I don't care who they are, they give you some type of enemy. And because everybody knows that it's easier to rally people around a common enemy than to rally them around love. See, love is tricky. Love is very difficult to deal with because we don't know what love is. You know? They say, well, a black community, we can't come together, we seem to be. Because the people that are running the culture and the society have literally taught you how to love. That's, you don't know how to love. But how are you going to come together if you don't know how to deal with each other? And that's basically what's going on. Now, right now, what I like to do is just take a minute here and take us into, I know, just give out a few shout-outs so that, you know, to give a few shout-outs to acknowledge and recognize a few people that are responsible for certain things, and see people that are acknowledged that are doing a wonderful job out there trying to get information out so that the people can understand what's going on, you know. And so it's one of the people that I'm dealing with, Doug Mack, he's a friend of mine, and he's operates the show called Legacy of a Nation. And he's on every Saturday at 6 p.m. And his call-in number is 347-677-1533. That's Brother Mac. And he talks about the religion, politics, economics. So he goes through different things every week. So when you call in, you'll be able to check him out by Saturday at 6 p.m., okay? And then we have our Radio Omar. He comes on every morning at 6 a.m., and his call-in number is the same, 347-677-1533. And on Wednesday, he's on the air at 8:30, okay? Now, we also have the Will.i.am show. I'd like to give him a shout-out. He's on right after this show. Comes on at 4 o'clock Eastern and 3 o'clock Central. His call-in number is 218-632-0460. And you have to engage a PIN number. The operator will walk you through it. You have a PIN number, which is 726-476-87. And if you listen to the operator, she'll tell you that you have to press pound when you get done. So just follow the instructions, and you'll be able to listen to Will.i.am show. He talks a lot about law. And also, he recommends a book that I have the book. I'm reading. I'm in the process of reading it now. It's a pretty good book. It's called Horace Butler, When Rocks Cry Out. I kind of like that book. It's pretty good. I believe that all the people that deal with history, he's one of the few brothers that actually understands history. Okay? And we also have the Nikki Love Show that comes on Tuesday at 10 o'clock. Her calling number is 347-215-8040. She's like a spiritual leader, and she's pretty good. I like the way she comes across, and I think that it'd be a good show to listen to. We also like for you to try to get engaged with the Black Cross Nurses of Division 178, Gerard. The head of the Black Cross Nurses, Basima Muhammad. Now, that number would be 215-796-0366. Now, I have a CD on the market. I'm Abraham Christ. I have a CD on the market, and it's called Jesus is Coming. And if you want to check it out, see what it's about. It's, the link is cdbaby.com/cd/ Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2. Now, when I say check it out, it's really something to think about, because they say Jesus is coming, and there's so many different schools of thought on how Jesus is coming. But let me ask you the question, where did he come from the first time? I'm guaranteeing you that if he's going to come back, he's going to come back the same way he came the first time. So that's just something to think about. For you sisters out there that are dumping the babies, you have no idea what you're getting rid of, you know. Bring those babies to term. We need these babies. We need, if Jesus is coming, he's going to come through you, okay? Maybe they'll send a female Jesus this time. You know, we're talking about Christ consciousness, but we need the babies. So bring those babies in. It's very important, okay? And I also have a book on the market called Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2. You can get that on the CD Baby link, cdbaby.com/cd/ Elohim Christ 2. Now, also, I'd like to give a shout-out to RBG Industries. It's a brother that makes flags and he makes flags and little things that you pins and buttons. He also makes clothes. He's a clothes designer. So if you want some designer clothes, you could just get in touch with him. His number is 609-638-5828. Okay? And now next week to my show, we're talking about economics and health, which is going to be very important, because having a high conscience, and it would, you know, that determines on what kind of poison and stuff that you put in your body, okay? And so that's pretty much all the shout outs that I have for today. So let's get back to the topic at hand, okay? The theme for the show today, part two, is what life-changing experience that you have that made you choose your religion or your way of life, okay? That's a personal state. That's personal, okay? A lot of people don't want to tell you exactly that unless they give a testimony in amongst their own group. But we want to throw that out there because it's very important, based on your thought process, as to how you're going to come to the conclusion that you're going to come to, okay? Now, the question number 10 that I want to throw out there, how can I love someone who has been on my destruction, okay? Now, see, once you understand love, it's not an emotional thing that you, oh, I'm going to fall in love with you, baby. And that's it. No, it's not that. How can you act, I'll use the term, how can you act civil towards a person that's been through that destruction? Okay? Your actions save you, not them. So you can act civil towards them, but if you know that they view you as an enemy, you adjust yourself accordingly. Make sure that you're prepared. Make sure that you have something to defend yourself, because you don't know what they're going to do and how they're going to do it, okay? But it has nothing to do with your feelings towards them. You're dealing with their feelings towards you. And as long as you keep your heart pure and your heart open, can rise into a higher consciousness. Now, the body has carbon atoms, 12 molecule atoms and 7 molecule atoms. 7 molecule atoms enhances the consciousness of the individual. And by engaging in a pure heart, those 12 molecule atoms reduce to a 7 molecule atom and access the higher consciousness that you're trying to get into. Because you are, I'm going to say this very emphatically, you are a very, very powerful person. And there's nothing on the planet, there's nothing in the universe that's greater than what you see in your mirror. Okay? Every religious group gives you the same thought process to diminish your ability to, you were created. I'm here now to tell you, you were not created. You are the creator. Now, we can always go back to what they call an uncaused cause. And I don't care what you're dealing with. There is an uncaused cause somewhere out there. It's just common sense, or I don't like these words common sense, because what's common to one person ain't common to another. But it just makes sense, okay? We have quite a few callers on the line. I'd like to thank you for calling, man. I appreciate the calls. If you don't want to comment, you don't have to comment. It's okay. I just appreciate you calling, man. And those that are logged in on my favorites and left messages for me on the net, I want to thank you so much for that, too. I appreciate your support. We are gaining traction around the we are gaining traction around the globe, okay? People that are logging into the show are coming from different parts of the planet, so that's good. So the traction is good, and I appreciate the love that you're giving me by tuning in and calling in, and so I can at least see the numbers, and I know that you're there for us and what's going on, you know, and I want to thank you very much for that, you know. Now, the next question is, how do I open my third eye? Now, I'm moving kind of fast, so we're going through a lot. I only have an hour. An hour is not a lot to go through all of this, all right? So any question that you have or anything that I go through, if you want to chime in and ask a question about it, that's good too. The question that I have right now is, how do I open my third eye? And why is the third eye so important? All this talk about the third eye, how can I get into my pineal gland and overcome the reptilian brain and get to my third eye? We have already given you the solution. The Egyptians, through their mystery teachings, coming through my eye, is giving you the solution. You have to purify the heart. Okay? And to purify the heart, you know, the heart has to be light of a feather. It has to be weighed. Have I committed a crime this week? Have I committed a crime in my lifetime to get over my heart? That's the key to open your heart conscious. That's how they got in. And this is how you need to get in. You have to purify your heart. If you purify your heart, okay, your third eye will begin to open. Now, we're saying, well, you have to eat a certain way and you have to do this and other. No. I'm saying, see, like I say, everything comes to your thought process. You are an incorporeal being, all right? You're not even from this planet, literally. I'm just dropping this out there. You know, this is not right or wrong. Just take it in, listen, and you can check things out. You're not even from this planet. You're incorporeal energy coming from another dimension. Incorporeal energy doesn't have a vibratory frequency. That's why the people on this dimension having trouble finding it, because it doesn't vibrate. Now, when your heart is pure, it enhances the incorporeal energy that's in your body. That incorporeal energy goes through and interacts with your pineal gland to open your third eye. That's how it's done. But you have to purify the heart. You have to clear your heart mind, because your heart has a neural network that thinks and it communicates, and you have to clear that up. So you can go on the internet and find some of this stuff out. Go back into the teachings of my aunt. If you study, all the religions that you're studying right now are based on the teachings of my aunt. So you can go back there if you're comfortable there, you know. But this is how you get into opening that third eye, where you can see beyond what most people see. You'll get an understanding that goes beyond the thought process that people are giving you in this particular culture. This is how you can overcome. It's not a mystery. Some people can create and develop so many things. Some people can't walk around the corner and get a pack of bubble gum. You know, it all has to do with the thought process that you are engaged in. So this is what we want you to think about. We really want you to think about the thought process that you are engaged in. Why does every religion, all right? I don't care what religion it is, so far that I know, I'm talking about the ones that I know. Okay, you might know something a little different than me, but every religion that I know of gives you, starts you off with the same thought process. You were created. Now, why do I like the teachings of Muhammad? I like the teachings of Muhammad. Why? Okay, what did he bring to the table that's so profound that the wicked got in there and began misusing the information to keep the people under their control? He was telling you about Allah, which is all. They say it's the all. But what is the all? Energy. Everything in the universe is made up of energy. Allah is everything in the universe at the same time. And the Christ is the consciousness of the universe. But they don't, this is information that will carry you into a different thought process. They don't want you to know this. See what I'm saying? There was no guy named Jesus Christ. There was a Jesus, the Christ. But there was no guy named Jesus Christ. You can't find him. You go back as far as Constantine, Jesus Christ disappears. Okay? And they take you into Yahshua ben Bedera and giving you his legacy. All right? And you can find Yahshua ben Bedera if you go look for him. He's there in antiquity. In fact, they have a Bedera temple. All right, coming out of the teachings of Thoth. So the information is there if you know what names and how to look for the information. The information is there, okay? So you can activate your pineal gland just by purifying your heart. Well, I'm saying just by, and that's not easy, because we done court so much hell in this country that it's hard to purify that heart. You know, we don't trust nobody. We don't believe in nobody. We don't believe what nobody say. We're going against everything everybody's doing. It's a mess, you know. We don't trust our family members because we were all raised under the same thought process. And if I'm relying on somebody other than myself to bring me what I need, I might not ever get what I need, all right? So this is that was one of the questions that we wanted to deal with. The other question is, how can I awaken my DNA? How can I awaken my DNA? My DNA information. I wrote it down a little crazy. How can I awaken my DNA information? All right. Mostly that's done through your diet. Okay. Mostly that's done through your diet. Now, you can't be eating your less evolved brothers. I use the term evolved in a certain sense, but we'll get into that one show. That's a whole nother topic there. But we can't eat our less evolved brothers and still have our DNA activated, because the things that you eat has a lot to do with the information and how the molecules are being produced. All right? Now, next week when we talk about health, we're going to talk about how to produce the perfect molecules so that your body can, because the molecules are changed. Every 7 years, every molecule in your body is changed. All right? Now, is based on what you're eating, are you producing good molecules or bad or defective molecules? If you are producing defective molecules, then you have all kinds of diseases and problems with the body because it's not replacing perfect molecules with perfect molecules. So activating your DNA has a lot to do with what you eat, and it also has to do with your thought process. Everything, I don't care what it is, has to do with your thought process. Because if you're thinking the wrong thoughts, doing the wrong thing, you can make yourself sick. Just by thinking, you know, you can make yourself well just by thinking. It just lets you know how powerful you actually are. We've been through quite a bit here, and nobody's chiming in. So I guess you want to listen. Okay, well, I'll keep it going because I am moving kind of fast. And what I want you to do is just think about the things that I'm saying, because a lot of this is kind of new. A lot of this is something you haven't heard before. What is this guy talking about? Is he out of his mind? You know, but I wanted you to experience this thought process so that you have a better understanding of how to create the reality that you want. You can come out of any circumstances that you in with the right thought process, okay? Now, this is a very interesting one that I could deal with, right? What is the mind an oracle? What is the mind an oracle? Now, oh my goodness, the thoughts that they have given us along those lines is astronomical, okay? What do you understand? That you were not created, that you are literally the universe expanding itself. That's who you are. Then you can understand that the mind is connected to everything in the universe. All the knowledge of the universe is coming from your mind, okay, which is connected to you through your oracle, through the brain. Now, the oracle is a dimension that allows information to come in from the mind into the brain. Now, the brain and the mind are two different things. The mind is unlimited. The brain has a limit based on the neural networks that's in the brain. And as your child, the neural networks develop, and the oracle is a governor that allows information coming from the mind into the brain that so that the brain don't overload. As these synaptic nerves develop, the oracle allows more information to come in from the brain. And the mind actually communicates through the brain. That's what's going on. You think that your brain is doing the communicating, but it's not. The brain is like a computer. But the mind is actually like the person that's controlling the computer. So literally you're controlling the brain. But when you give up the thought process that allows you to access the brain the way you want to, you're limited and what you can do with the brain. I get on the computer now, I get to a certain point, I have to call somebody because I don't know enough about the computer to do what I want to do with it. It's the same thing with your brain. Based on your thought process, you don't know enough about how to channel the information from your mind into the brain so that you can do what you want to do with the brain. Okay, but I'm just touching on this stuff quickly because we're almost out of time here. We only got about 10 or 15 minutes left. And I want to cover so much just to help you activate a thought process that will allow you to get what you want out of life, to get what you're trying to accomplish. Now, all you're trying to accomplish is to go into the bars and clubs and have booze and drink and come home and go to work the next day, you're fine. You don't have to worry about none of this. You're absolutely fine. But if you recognize who you are gods of this dimension. That's who you are. And when you think like God, going to the club and bars having fun, That's not what's up. When you begin to think like God, you say, wait a minute. There's 6 billion people on this planet, and I'm responsible for 6 billion people. How am I going to feed these guys? How am I going to secure these guys? Where's the housing going to come from for these people? You know, now you're into a whole different thought process. Now you got to design something that's going to feed 6 billion. If you're designing a system to feed 6 billion, you think you're going to have problems feeding your little family? No. You're not going to have no problem if you're dealing with 6 billion. 6 people is not going to be no big deal, you know. Since you're not thinking as a God, you're having trouble just handling your little crew, you know. Oh, I don't have enough money. They need the money, but I can't get it. Duh. You're not functioning as a creator. You're functioning as something that was created and have limited ability to do stuff. But your ability is unlimited because you're not a you're not created, you are a creator. So that's the biggest problem that we're dealing with. And I keep going back to that because it's so important, because it underlines everything that you're doing, okay? Now, when we talk about the oracle, now when you go on the internet and you start looking for the oracle, say the oracle at Delphi, we were talking about the oracle as people. But those are people who have access, who have developed a neural net to access the mind in an unlimited capacity. They can see the future, the past, the present. It's all there in your mind, but you can't access it. Now, what the Europeans have done, coming through Rome, they have told you that the oracle was a person. The oracle is not a person. It's a dimension. It's a governor between the mind and the brain. So if you increase your synaptic nerve function, then you'll be able to get more information in from your mind, okay? So this is something that you have to work on, something you have to meditate about. There's certain things you have to go inside yourself to get the answers. You're not going to get some of these things, thoughts that I'm giving you, you're not going to be able to get the answers from other people. You're going to have to go inside yourself, meditate, and you can get some of these answers. Now, meditation is very important because meditation helps you increase your synaptic nerve function. So does reading. Reading helps you increase your synaptic nerve function too, although they have us reading backwards. So when you're reading from right to left, it actually slows something down, you know. But when you're reading from left to right, it speeds something up because I read faster when I read from left to right. Even when I read English, I read faster. I'm on 600-700 words a minute, but I have to read from left to right. As long as I was reading from right to left, I couldn't get 300-400 words a minute, and I get stuck, you know. But now I'm reading from left to right. Sometimes the understanding gets a little blurred, but I'm reading a whole lot faster, and I'm getting more done, okay? That's just a little thought that I threw out there. Try reading from left to right in English and see what happens. Okay, now now we're talking about what is my race. Oh, boy. I would like for a few people to just chime in on that one. What is my race? Because we're dealing with that so much. I don't know if something's wrong here, but normally the people that does chime in with comments, they're not. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to just open up all the mics, all right? In case somebody's having trouble jumping in. So if you want to jump in at this point, you can, because we only got about 10 minutes left. And normally we get a few jump-ins, but since nobody's jumping, I'm going to open up all the mics just in case something's wrong out there. Wait a minute. The mics aren't opening up. My buttons aren't working. Okay, I don't know what that problem is. The mic's not opening up, so I can't get no shout-outs. I'd like to go into my conspiracy theory thing, but leave that one alone for a minute. But there's something wrong with my button, so the people can't communicate with me on the show. So if you were trying to get in, if you were trying to communicate, if you're trying to get in, I have to apologize. I'm just realizing now that the buttons aren't working. Unbelievable. So we're going to have to deal with that on the next show. So this actually just turned into a lecture. I really wanted to get your comments, but I can't get them because something's wrong here. And 10 minutes, I don't really know how to fix it. So so I'm just going to keep going. For those of you who have called in, thank you. And now I've just got the circle going. I can't even shut the I can't even shut it off. But I hope you're listening. I hope you can hear me out there. And I'll check back with a couple of you that called in later on and see if you actually heard the broadcast. But I'm assuming that you're hearing what I'm saying because you're still on the line, okay? Everybody that's called in is still here. So once again, like, thank you for calling in and for your patience. This is I thought I had all my problems worked out, but evidently there's a higher guru out there that's messing with the show. So we'll just leave it there at that, okay? So I'm going to keep going. Now, now my next question, we back to race or tribe. That's where we're at. According to my understanding, there's five groups, black, brown, red, yellow, white. These are the five tribes. And according to my understanding, none of these tribes are from this planet. You know, we're arguing about, well, I'm an African, I'm a European, I'm a Chinese, and I'm a Mexican. You're not none of those things. You're an energy being from someplace. Once we come to grips with that, then we'll be able to get together and work to combat evil. Because evil is dominating the planet because we're engaged in controversy that we're never going to solve, okay? You're never going to solve the race problem here on this planet as long as you're dealing with races. As long as there is a race situation, the evil ones will make sure that we're going against each other based on the race, based on ideology, based on everything, because they need to keep the people divided so that they can manipulate and control what's going on. The power is with you. The power is always with you, okay? But the power is coming to you through love. Love is the answer to everything. And when you realize that love is the act that makes others feel good, we would never argue with each other. There would be nothing to argue about. Because when I see you, my every act is good towards you. I will never give you a negative act because that's not love, and I know that now. So we would never have a problem with each other. Boy, it's still not clicking in. I hope I didn't do anything. Well, nobody's cutting off, or at least I don't think chimed out, and I can't hear the fact that they chimed out. I might not know that you're trying to get back in. I might not know what's going on, but all of the according to what I'm seeing here, all of the callers are here, and nobody's cutting off. It's just that I can't use my button. So with 6 minutes left, I'm just going to keep on bouncing because the show will be archived, and we'll be able to hear this, and we're going to deal with this a little later. Now, how will this information that we're getting, how is it going to help evil? Oh, boy. That's a big question. We need a whole show to deal with that one. But evil is when somebody is forcing their will upon you, all right? We're just going to touch on this for a couple of minutes. Evil is when somebody else is enforcing their will on you, right? So was this country started by evil? Yes, because they forced their will on an entire nation of people. So this is an evil empire, all right, based on what they have done. Are they still forcing their will on you? Yes. Slavery does exist. The manipulation and the control of the force is still here, okay? So this is an evil empire. Now, here's a thought. Is evil always bad? Well, you know, they come up with the saying, if you heard the saying, necessary evil, none of my buttons are working. I'm pushing buttons and nothing's happening here. Although streaming, everything else, I don't know. Well, let's keep talking about evil for a minute. Evil is when somebody forces their will on you. Now, do you force your will on your children? Yes, you see your child going the wrong way, you spank them, honey, don't do this, boom, 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 boom. Or you're forcing your will on the child, but that's evil. See, now, is the evil that you're committing bad? No. See, so evil is always evil, but it's not always bad. And sometimes we get into the wrong rationalization about how to use evil. But this is what happened with the Pope coming in to take over the Americas. I'm saying that because I'm getting some new information that I like. Coming in and take over the Americas. They wanted to commit evil on the people, on the indigenous people on the planet. But they couldn't, their religious practices wouldn't allow them just to commit evil, evil. So they had to come up with something to justify the killing, the murder, and every doggone thing else. What they came up with was, well, we're Christians, and everybody that's not a Christian is a heathen or a savage, and we have to save them. So they're committing evil on you to save you, like you will commit evil on your child to save your child. So in their mind, the evil that they're committing is not bad, but it's awful. They're using that particular mindset to justify the murder and the killing and the usurping of people's lands and resources. Okay? So things can get twisted, and that's what they did. They're twisting things around to fit their own purpose, and they're committing so much evil around the planet. It's just amazing. And, yes, this mindset, this thought process, will help you combat evil once you know what evil is, all right? Everybody that's coming to rescue you, they're not really coming to rescue you for you. They're coming to rescue you for themselves so that they can take what you have, okay? Now, the next question is, will there be a third world war? That's the biggie, okay? And I was talking that over with a friend of mine, Brother Mac, and we were talking about that. Will there be a third world war? Normally he would chime in on one or two of these questions, but the mics aren't open, and then there's a couple other people that I know would chime in, but the buttons aren't working, so I'm just going to this time it's not my fault. Before it was my fault, but this time it's not me. So Big Brother is kind of saying, hey, look, man, you're getting too much traction around the planet. We're going to slow you down a little bit. Okay, so we'll fix this by next week. Will there be a third world war? Well, after one war, okay, we think in terms of we're going to wait for the next war. But as soon as one war is over, the next war already begins. It's a cold war, what they call themselves cold warriors. So the third world war has actually already begun. It began right after the second world war, okay? Vietnam and all these conflicts are what's happening leading into the third world war. Or all this is because of the third world war is in progress right now. Now, what we want to do is come together as a people so that the Third World War don't escalate into nuclear weapons. And that's where we're at right now. What are they dealing with Iran and what's going on, you know? They're trying to keep the war from escalating into a nuclear conflict. But the war has already begun. Well, I only got about 60 seconds here. So I'm just going to mention a couple of topics. Just throw a couple of things out there just so you can think about it again. I apologize that I can't get the mics, and thank you for not jumping off the show. I appreciate you listening. These are the last two questions because we're not going to do a part three on this. The last two questions, in spite of what they tell you, what governments tell you, you as individuals have the power to change the world. Yes, you do. You have the power to change this thing. Don't let them tell you that you can't. Like, your vote don't count. It's a tool. Use it. Everything that you have at your disposal, use it. Do some studying. You have the power to change everything. But the first thing you have to do is to begin to recognize that you have the power and the ability to change yourself. You can make you into whatever you want because as a creator, you have the ability to recreate yourself, create a better reality for yourself, okay? Okay, now we say that religion means way of life. Now, in the way of life that you're dealing with, who are you going to rely on? Remember, love is the answer and will always will be the answer. So we're about to chime out. This is Elohim Christ coming to you every Sunday. So make sure that you keep in tune, and I'm going to find out why my buttons are not working again and what the heck is going on. And until then, we love you, and we'll talk to you again next Sunday. And thank you for chiming in and giving your support. I appreciate it. This ain't working. None of my buttons are working. Can't even in the broadcast.